Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
There's going to come a cloak of the anointing of God that's going to rest upon you as a leader. And at that moment, it's not about titles. It's not about any of that. It's all about somebody who says, I dare to take a step out in faith and call the people to rise up and build.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue in this recent Wednesday night Bible study with Pastor Rogers. This is Rebuild Part 2, a study in the book of Nehemiah. Let's go into the message today.
One of the bad things that Joseph did in the Bible over in the book of Genesis that he told his brothers that one day they're all going to bow down to him. Now, I don't know about you, but if you want to start a sibling rivalry, that's one way to do that right there. Just let the youngest of all the crowd walk into the room with all the other brothers and sisters and tell them, hey, I just want to let y'all know one day every last one of y'all is going to bow down, including you, Daddy. And besides that, y'all are going to pay homage to me and you're going to worship me and I'm going to be over the top of you as an authority. I want you to know that's a good way to start a fight. But the fact is, if God's favoring hand is upon you, you better go ahead and do what God's told you to do. However, Joseph shared his vision too much. That was one of his problems. Now, when you're walking away, and I'm taking a little diversion here to Joseph, when you're walking around like Joseph, and you got this multicolored jacket on, and everybody knows that your daddy loves you more than anybody else, that arrogance and pride can get in front of you sometimes and come out of your mouth. That's the reason Nehemiah said, I'm not going to tell anybody what's going on. I want you to know, God things, listen, are things beyond our ability alone to do. But the leader is the one who's going to get the vision. I want you to know something. God never spoke to a committee. He always speaks to a man or a woman of God. Hear what I'm telling you? He's not going to gather a whole bunch of people and ask everybody, hey, what do y'all think? We're not going to poll everybody. Somewhere, that's the reason why pastors have got to say, somewhere I've got to take the authority of this situation and step out in faith and begin to obey God. Now in Nehemiah chapter 17 and 18, or chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, the Bible says, then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in and how Jerusalem lieth waste. Now watch this. This is the key to the purpose of the reason why Nehemiah was there. And the gates thereof were burned with fire. Come, let us build up the walls of Jerusalem that we be no more a reproach. Listen, man. This thing right here is speaking to us right now. Look at verse 18. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, and also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, after hearing the vision, after hearing a man who said, I've heard from God, it's time to reopen the doors. Come on, somebody. I've heard from God. It's time to come back and worship. He said, not only that, but we've got the authorization of the king. Now, I'm going to tell you, ain't but one king. You need to hear what I'm telling you. And so when that took place, the people rose up at that time and said, we will rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for the good work and favor of God. That when you make a decision, leader, that you're going to step out in faith, and you know it's a God decision, and you've got the approval of the king, and you've counseled with the people you need to, but somebody's got to say, come on, let's do this thing. Let's rise up and build. When that takes place, there's going to come, my God, I feel something in here. There's going to come a cloak of the anointing of God that's going to rest upon you as a leader. And at that moment, it's not about titles. It's not about any of that. It's all about somebody who says, I dare to take a step out in faith and call the people to rise up and build. That's what I'm doing tonight. Write this down. Nehemiah challenged the people to remove the disgrace by rising up and rebuilding. Why? Because in the time that they were in, they were apathetic towards God. See if we're not where we are right now. I'm telling you, there are some people who have made up their mind, you know what? I can do this thing online. I don't have to go to the house of God. Well, that's a direct violation of the Word of God. I'll show you in a moment. I'm just telling you right now that in this atmosphere we're in right now, we are on the edge of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for the church, and the tribulation is right upon us. And I want you to know that if you're not walking in faith in this hour, my dear friends, and in the favor of God, building up the church, then what is it that you're going to do? Hear me. They've already told me that the sporting events for children are already starting. It won't be long in this atmosphere where people are going to be distracted. And Nehemiah said, having the doors of these churches is a reproach to any community. It is time for us to rebuild, open the doors up. We have the authorization of the king. We have the authorization of the church. And now you need to say with one voice, Pastor at Pace Assembly, come on, Pastor at Olive Baptist, Pastor at Brownsville, Pastor at whatever church you're at, the Methodist, the Baptist, the Presbyterian. Come on, Pastor. It's time for us to rise up and build the kingdom. Nehemiah challenged those people to not be a disgrace anymore because the walls were broken down and people were apathetic. They didn't even care about going back to church. They've been watching online till they got used to it and they can shut him off. Just saying. Write it down. Nehemiah motivated the Jews to rebuild. How did he do that? By testifying of God's anointing upon him. He didn't boast about it. It was just the man called of God to show up at that time. Not only that, but he was holding in his hands the letters of authorization. Y'all didn't hear what I said. It's one thing to be anointed, but it's another thing, my dear friend, to have the authorization. And the anointing is the authorization. But when you've got a letter from the king that says, let's rise up and build, it is time to rise up and build. Come on, somebody. Look at now. In the scripture, it tells us that we're made overcomers by the power, by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of our testimony. When you start testifying, we're going to rise up and build. Rest assured that old spirit of Sambalat and Tobiah is going to come around. But when vision and leadership come together, what happens? They strengthen their hands for this good work, verse number 18 said. They got together and said, you know what? We're going to get in some of us are going to get in the parking lot. Some of us are going to get up on the wall. Some of us are going to ush inside. Some of us are going to greet. We may not be able to shake hands like we used to, but we can put a smile on our face and we can say, praise the Lord, come on into the sanctuary. Let us no longer be a disgrace in any city, in any community, in any nation. Let us rise up and build. My God, I hear him shouting from heaven tonight. Let us rise up and build. Church, this is the hour to do it. Well, I'm afraid, Pastor. Well, then, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know at some point, if you don't cross that threshold of fear, then the Bible says in Revelation 21 that the fearful and the ungodly and the whoremonger will all be gathered together in hell because you didn't move when God said move. Come on now. Are we going to operate in fear? Are we going to operate in faith? You have no idea what kind of virus passed you in Walmart just today. You have no idea what kind of disease that passed you in the store just today. You have no idea what's floating around. I don't either. Well, that doesn't mean that we should throw caution to the wind. Absolutely not. We should use common sense. We should wash our hands, you sinners, and sanctify yourself before God. But at some point, we can no longer have the walls of the city broken down because the only route to get to the presence of God is when the gates of the city give us access. Let me give you a little something right here. Jacob went out there and laid his head on a pillow of a rock right there and had a dream. And all of a sudden there was a ladder that was sent down and angels were ascending and descending. And Jacob said, oh, this is an awful thing. This is a horrible thing. He was saying, this is terrible. This is incredible and awesome. Why? Because I found the gate of heaven. I found the door to get into the presence of God, and it was so overwhelming that he called the place El Bethel. This is the house of God. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, for Pace Assembly, this is the place where the church gathers together. This is an exclusive location. We haven't been doing anything else while we've been locked up and closed up in this building except bringing you the gospel. And now it's time to rise and build and say hallelujah. This is an awful place, a horrible place. It is an awesome place. It's a place where we found the gate into heaven, the presence of God when the people of God come together. I think I'll clap my hands. I wish somebody would shout hallelujah. The ministry of the church happens 24/7 a day. Every day during the week, I want you to know Pace Assembly doesn't just operate on Wednesday and Sunday. And please get away from me with you're just shouting, you're just spitting, you're just shouting. I want you to know something, my dear friend. It's about time that some preachers got themselves some fire back in their bones where they preach with passion, where they say, let's rise up and build. I don't want to follow somebody who's not passionate about it. If you don't want to build the church, then get out of the pulpit and let somebody who's got some fire mount that thing and preach the word of God, because souls are dying and sighing, and we need a revival in our land like we've never needed one. Come on now. You're not going to hear this everywhere, but I'm not the only one. I came to tell you the Spirit of the Lord is upon me tonight. I said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me tonight. I feel a prophetic anointing coming into this room. God is speaking to us in this hour, and this is not a time for us to get apathetic. It's time to rebuild the gates and the walls around the city. So the Bible says in verse 19 and 20 in chapter 2, when Sanballat and Tobiah came by, they started laughing Nehemiah to scorn. Come on now. They started laughing him to scorn and despising him. They said, what do you think you're going to do? You think you're going to rebel against the king? Well, why do you think that Nehemiah asked the king to get some letters? I don't know. You preach it the way you want to, but I just kind of see Nehemiah looking down at him and saying, hey, boys, I got the letters in my hands right here. I got the king's stamp of approval. I've got his seal on this thing. I know what I'm supposed to do. And besides that, in verse number 20, they answered him and said unto him that the God of heaven, come on, this is Nehemiah saying, he said, the God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will rise. Listen, there's going to be all kinds of problems going on out there. Coronavirus has not stopped. Neither has H1N1 or HIV or SARS. I know some of them may have vaccines and all that's going on, but if we wait for a vaccine, some of us are going to die in our house and never get out. It's time to rise up. We, his servants, will arise and build. And you know what they said to Sanballat and Tobiah? You we have no portion and no right and no memorial in Jerusalem. You know what he was saying? He was saying to them, you've got nothing to say about this devil. You've got nothing to say about this. There is a time when we've been told by our government and by officials that we need to lock down the house of God. And so many of us have done the same thing to try to comply with CDC and all that's been going on. But I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to take a step of faith. If we believe that God is the healer, if we believe that he is the baptizer, if we believe that he is the Christ of Calvary, then it is awesome time for us to rise up and say, devil, you have no memorial in this house. Anybody else, you have no right in this house. You have no legal claim to this place called the sanctuary. Oh, my God. You have no legal claim to this. This house right here belongs to God. Now, somebody said, you're just a rebel. No, my dear friend, I'm not a rebel. I just want to let you know I got the papers on it right here. And God said in this hour, it's time to rise up and build. And rise up and build we shall. And the enemy will do nothing about it because God's going to give us the victory. My God, my God.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.